WRKP 710 Wanda, radio check for Patriot Ladies. WRKP 710 Wanda, we can hear you kind of. You were kind of breaking up. You want to try again, please? WRKP 710, this is Wanda. There you go. That was loud and clear. Awesome. Well, I'm sure you've been listening. Some of the ladies had some really good ideas about we had a discussion last week about fire drills for your family in various situations. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Wanda? Well, unfortunately, Wanda, you were breaking up again. I'm not exactly sure what's going on there, but hopefully maybe you want to try again later. We appreciate your time to participate in this radio check. We welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. Sorry, one other thought that I had, too, that I was going to bring up is that we had talked about all of the ladies getting together as a group so we can practice the operation of a radio. So some ladies are not sure how to get to the different channels or do certain things on the radio. And after talking to several of the ladies, I know a lot of them are really busy at this point in time, at the end of the summer, gardening, canning, et cetera, that sort of thing. So as soon as things are a little bit less busy, we will try and get a class together that we can help one another communicate, right? WRJS 656 Sylvia, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRJS 656 Sylvia, I read you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear, Sylvia. So the ladies have been talking about, we're continuing the discussion from last week about fire drills in various places for your family, et cetera. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Sylvia?
Yes, my mind is spinning with all these thoughts about this, escaping in case of fire. My first thought when we thought of grabbing stuff and taking it out of the house with us is, well, you might have company and they're spending the night, and what are they supposed to take with them? And, you know, that kind of thing. And then, break. Then I started thinking about, everybody has a different size house, different location of doors. Children, some have, and I'm sure according to the age level, whether they took anything, and I agree with Hope, the most important thing, not to confuse them really, is just get out of the house. So if you ask someone to take something out of a house, it has to be something they're really going to be capable of. And also remember that maybe the thing you want to take out of the house is on the other side of the house and it's not safe to go get. So of course we wouldn't be taking those things, right? Which leaves me with maybe a more important thing would be to have some kind of backup somewhere besides your house of at least pictures for insurance reasons of what's in your house. So I don't know, it's a very interesting topic and it's interesting hearing everybody's comments, and there's no one solution for all households. It's just real interesting to think about. So thank you all very much. This is 656 Monitoring.
Copy that. Well, definitely a very good idea, Sylvia. I understand what a couple of ladies were saying about, you know, they would have something specific to take out of the house to keep their mind off of what was actually happening, but I do understand what Hope is saying. It's like, just get out. So what you're all saying totally makes sense, and like Sylvia just said, it's all about your family. But I guess maybe what we're doing here is making people more aware that if you haven't practiced with your family, or you don't know for sure exactly what to do if you have a fire, now's the time to start. 359, moving to the next radio check. Thank you, Sylvia, for participating and sharing. We welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
487, comment.
487, Kimber, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Karen. I didn't want to interrupt roll call, but I had a thought. So I'm hearing the lady say, and it makes perfect sense, like Hope said, for her children, the most important part is to get out of the house safely, or vehicle, or whatever you're in. Get out safely. Don't worry about, you know, let the parents worry about what to grab. However, there is mental repercussions to having a traumatic event like that, and being able to grab something that's close by, like right under your bed or where you're sleeping, if it's available. I mean, some people just can't get there, and that's okay because of the circumstances, but it helps them mentally stay together and stay focused, and that is important for even the youngest of children, is having a specific thing in mind. That's what they have to do. So if it's just to clear out the house, that's great. Okay, that's it. Back to Nick.
597, comment.
597, Jill, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with Hope, too. I would imagine, I know when I was a kid, I was the oldest of four, and we had designated places by the door that were for our clothes, our coats, boots, hats, gloves, all that stuff, depending on the season. Break. So maybe there could be something that the kid could hang on to. I know my husband was in law enforcement for 30 years, and they had teddy bears in their patrol cars for traumatized children.